Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
Johnny, this might be the best news I've had all week.
Really?
No, but it's the weirdest.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
Rocket News claims that Nicolas Cage is going to be endorsing a new snack food in Japan. Now, wrap your brain around that for a second. His actual face is going to appear on packages of puffed corn sticks. They sell for 9 cents a piece and are favored by children and junk food junkies. So is that like an Andy Capp's hot fry? I'm trying to picture what a puffed corn stick would be.
I would say it's probably somewhere like a Cheeto, maybe thing, or like a veggie stick, kind of the way those are.
Yeah.
The straws or whatever. But now, which face is it going to be from Nicolas Cage? Is it going to be the really creepy one that we see on all the memes and all that? Or is it just going to be regular Nicolas Cage?
Or it could be like an anime depiction of him.
Ooh.
Which could get real creepy. I don't know. I think I might have to go to Japan just for this.
Now, is it going to be Nicolas Cage or John Travolta with Nicolas Cage's face on it?
It's like you took your face off.
Yeah, Face Off. Yeah. Remember that movie?
Yes, of course.
It was so awful.
I hope the radio station will sponsor us for a trip to go find out.
If somebody's listening in Japan, mail that to us.
Yes, please.
So check this out. Speaking of movies, Cinema Blend says that Kate Winslet is going to star in Avatar 2 as a character named Ronal. So James Cameron is quoted by the site as saying, Kate and I have been looking for something to do together for 20 years, because you obviously know she was in Titanic, a James Cameron movie. So since our last collaboration on Titanic, which was one of the most rewarding of my career, he says. And I says, I can't wait to see her bring the character of Ronal to life. Whatever
it
is.
Do you have any idea when that movie is actually going to come out? I haven't heard anything.
I know they're doing all the filming and all that stuff. I think it's next year. Okay. I'm thinking next year, if not the year after. I know they're making like 3 or 4 of them. They're making quite a lot of these movies. So,
I'm a Kate Winslet fan. So I'd go see it.
Me too.
So you ever have moments of your life? I try to set aside about 5 minutes every month to feel sorry for Justin Bieber. I just feel... Justin Bieber, it's all the tears for Justin Bieber. And so here's your opportunity.
Do you collect your Justin Bieber tears?
Yes. I put them in a little vial and I would carry it around my neck at all times.
Yeah.
So here's something we can all feel sorry for Justin Bieber about. Are you ready? Get out your tiny violin.
Okay.
The New York Post claims Justin Bieber is having trouble renting a Beverly Hills mansion.
Aw, poor baby.
I know. A source tells the paper, Justin wants to rent a big estate, but many of the owners of the big Beverly Hills properties for rent have clubbed together to agree that nobody should rent to Justin. He's being blackballed. Aw.
Well, we know from the past that Bieber is not a very good neighbor. He is a little rambunctious.
No
Bieber
neighbor. Yes. So they said that it's because even though he's offering $100,000 a month for places that aren't even worth that, he and his entourage have a terrible reputation for trashing rental homes and partying and then being difficult when it comes to paying for the repairs. So nobody wants him as their neighbor.
Oh, so sad.
I know.
I guess Ward is just being too hard on the Biebs.
Well, there's your opportunity to feel sorry for Bieber today, and I'll be back with another one within the month. Promise.
Keep collecting those Bieber tears.